At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The state Senate this morning will take up two of the governor's emergency items, reforming ethics laws and banning so-called sanctuary cities. Christina Martinez reports.
The ethics legislation would require lawmakers to reveal more of their private business dealings and would also take away pensions from corrupted elected officials. A tougher fight is expected over a bill punishing so-called sanctuary cities. Senate Bill 4 would revoke state funding from local government entities and college campuses that don't hand over immigrants already in custody for possible deportation. The scheduled vote comes after Governor Abbott cut funding for Travis County when the sheriff announced her department was limiting its cooperation with federal immigration officials. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
Meanwhile, the Texas Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in a campaign finance lawsuit. The Texas Democratic Party alleges a Tea Party group called the King Street Patriots violated state campaign finance laws by training and dispatching poll watchers on behalf of the Texas Republican Party during the 2010 general election. The Patriots group argues key provisions of the state campaign finance law are unconstitutional. James Bopp represents the Patriots group. He's the lawyer who won the landmark Citizens United case. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz spoke at the Southwest Ag Issues Summit in Fort Worth yesterday. He focused mostly on taxes and government regulations. President Trump signed an executive order last week saying for every new regulation, two have to be eliminated. Cruz asked the audience for help identifying regulations they found problematic.
You look at this mess of regulations, and one of the worst things to do would be if we put all sorts of energy to trying to repeal this particular reg, and you guys look up and say, well, you know, that really wasn't that much a problem. And it's really these two over here you need to focus your time and energy on. Each of you knows in your own farms and your own ranches and your own businesses, you know what's burdening you.
Cruz also told reporters he supports the president's executive order temporarily banning those from seven majority Muslim countries from entering the U.S. A dozen people protested outside the hotel as Cruz spoke. Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports the senator, after his speech, walked over to the protesters, shook each person's hand, listened to their concerns, and posed for pictures with the group. Now to issues facing rural schools in Texas. Many rural districts oppose vouchers, giving families state money to remove children from public schools and send them to private and religious alternatives. But rural districts face other issues, from competition for teachers to providing special services to students. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, Bill Zeebel talked with Don Rogers, who has the Texas Rural Education Association.
Don Rogers, thanks for agreeing to talk.
My pleasure.
So with the current legislative session underway, rural educators are getting headlines as the strongest opponents to the school choice agenda. And for those who don't understand, help explain why that's the case.
Well, the reason that rural schools oppose that is because of the fact that it'll take money out of the overall funding pot for all of our schools. And that's one of the most serious problems that rural schools have. And that's just enough money to operate. So we feel like if money put aside into a dual school system to fund private schools will be money that might have gone into the public school system, and we have a real shortfall there. Our biggest problem that we have as far as funding goes is just to be able to attract and retain qualified teachers. We're competing with the cities and the larger school districts that because of the diseconomy of scale, they're able to get more mileage out of the funding that they get. And consequently, they're paying salaries like $50,000 for a starting teacher, whereas in a rural area not too far away, they'll be starting at like maybe $32,000 to $34,000. And those folks come in and teach a year or two in the rural school, and then they move as soon as they can get a job in the larger school that pays more money, they move away. So retaining teachers and attracting teachers, particularly those that are highly qualified, is a real problem that we face. That's why I keep coming back to the money issue, because it affects us so drastically.
Now, there are actually a number of important differences between rural and urban schools, as well as similarities. So I'm wondering if you could talk about the similarities.
One of the similarities that rural schools have with particularly inner-city urban schools is the impact on the students. Our students are, for the most part, they're children of last generation's dropouts, low socioeconomic groups, and they have some of the same problems that, urban students experience.
Now, in urban districts, we're used to hearing about the districts arguing for or hoping to get more money for AP classes, for special education. How does that affect rural districts?
We rely on things like the internet to some degree. There are some web-based programs and things like that, that can assist us as far as the AP classes, although in rural Texas, it's mainly the dual credit courses that we offer. So the students are getting credit for college hours while they're at the school, provided that we have a teacher that meets those qualifications. It's not uncommon for us to have students leaving a rural school with 30 earned college hour credits, maybe even more. That's how we expand our curriculum and stretch the students' abilities. It's granted that some special education needs are difficult to meet, but rural schools are in cooperatives where they share teachers with one another. There is a law that allows for special education cooperatives, and that's how rural schools band together to get the needs that they have as far as meeting special education requirements.
Don Rogers, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're sure welcome. Enjoyed talking to you.
Don Rogers heads the Texas Rural Education Association. Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, Israel's parliament has approved a bill retrospectively legalizing the seizure of private Palestinian land in the West Bank. More on the significance of that decision at 9 o'clock. Mostly sunny skies in the forecast, a high of 83, 65 degrees now in Dallas, 62 in Fort Worth.